Hello, my friends. It's a brand new football season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham Jr. is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed, though, is where I'm putting my money down on all the games. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. Our Blue Wire podcasters are using MyBookie.com/BlueWire to sign up this year. Blue Wire is my podcasting network, and MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you got to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will have each game. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE, which is our podcasting network. And when you're creating that account, you will claim those bonuses. Bet, win, get paid.
It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
Woo!
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show.
Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet.
Okay, welcome, my friends. Thank you for bringing me into your ear holes with this, another download of the Chris Van Vliet Show. It only makes sense to have Melissa Santos on because I just had Brian Cage on a few weeks ago. Although, Brian Cage does make a quick, you know, cameo in this one. Wrestling couples are always so interesting to talk to. I know you're going to love this one as much as I did. And if you do enjoy it, please take a screenshot, tag me, tag Melissa. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know what you think. Also, please keep those five-star reviews coming on Apple Podcasts so we can help get the word out there. I mean, if you love listening to the show, you know that I do a shout out on every single episode. It's free too. Well, it's not exactly free. I mean, it costs you like 27 seconds of your time. But yeah, I will keep reading these shout outs as a way to say thank you, as a way to include you in the show. And I'm loving these podcasts, and I'm glad you guys are too. Adam Effect One obviously had a spare 27 seconds because he left this review and he said, "CVV is my homie. Washed up indie worker here who loves Chris's approach, professionalism, passion, knowledge, and my favorite is that he pursued independent wrestling, which seals the deal. He's a brother." Brother? Worker handshake. I like worker. It actually says worker handshake. Thank you, Adam Effect One. That means a lot coming from someone in the business. And yeah, I did go to wrestling school when I was 20 years old. And I kind of had to decide, was I going to go to wrestling school or was I going to go to school? I was in college at the time studying communication studies and with the dream to, on one hand, be a pro wrestler, on the other hand, to be a professional broadcaster, and something had to give. So here I am now, a professional broadcaster that broadcasts about wrestling and other stuff, you know, on my TV show. But thank you for the review, Adam Effect One. Keep those reviews coming in. We have a ton of interviews coming up. All Out in Chicago is less than 2 weeks away. Got a bunch of interviews lined up there, too. It's going to be great. Can't wait for that one. Thank you to this week's sponsor, MyBookie. You heard it off the top of the show, but sign up at MyBookie.com/BlueWire. Blue Wire, of course, the name of the podcast network. It's on the, look at that logo right there. See it? There on your phone or whatever you're listening to this device on? Whatever device you're listening to this on? Yeah. Bottom right corner, Blue Wire. Of course, the original sponsor of the Chris Van Vliet Show is Green Roads. And I support them because they have the best CBD products, hands down. And you've seen a lot about CBD products. I was skeptical about this, and then I tried it, and my mind was completely changed, which is why Green Roads supports the show, and I support them. There's a lot of companies out there who have tried putting out CBD products. Their stuff's just not very good. A lot of them don't even have actual CBD in them, which is really scary to think about. The CBD oil that I use, it's great. Easy to take, couple drops under the tongue, and it really helps with rest and recovery. and also with you know, any sort of stress. Use my code CHRIS15 to get 15% off your order at greenroadsworld.com. CHRIS15 for 15% off at greenroadsworld.com. The CVV show also brought into your ears by the Pro Podcasting Pack from Samson Technologies. Broadcast quality sound. Listen, we sound great because of them. So thank you to Samson Tech. You can go to samsontech.com to see their full lineup. Now, Melissa Santos has such a unique ring announcing style. You saw it in Lucha Underground, which is where she met Brian Cage. We get into that because I asked Brian how they met, and then I heard Melissa's version of the story. It's very, very similar story. I mean, you can listen to Brian's first or after this, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And as a fellow ring announcer myself, I ring announce right now for Blueprint Pro Wrestling in Deerfield Beach, Florida. I got nothing but respect for what Melissa does and how she does it. You know, just the way she rolls. Oh, so much energy there. And she describes it as a little growl that she has. She now works as a backstage interviewer for Impact Wrestling. And she's just an all-around awesome human being. You're going to love this. Here you go. It's Melissa Santos. Okay, the interviewer getting interviewed.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
You got to hold this thing
nervous.
Up.
I'm sorry.
You know how these things work.
I learned a little over. I'm nervous.
You're not nervous. How are you?
I'm doing good.
This is quite the getup you have here.
I'm like the pink Power Ranger right
yeah.
now. This is cool. This is my new gimmick.
Yeah.
It's
great.
A onesie. It's an adult onesie. So it's actually in Brazil. I'm not Brazilian, but in Miami, you don't see that you're from Miami. I feel like some of the girls at the gym might wear stuff like this.
In Miami, people wear all
kinds. The things, right?
Or none of the things.
Or none of the things.
Which is okay
it's
with
Miami.
Me.
Miami. That's fine. You're fine with that.
Anything goes in Miami.
It does.
But we're in Hollywood.
We're in Hollywood. Anything kind of goes here, too.
Oh, anything goes in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know. So how close do you guys live to here?
I want to say 45 minutes on like a no traffic day, which is very, very rare. So it took us actually about an hour to get here today. So it's not too bad.
That's not terrible.
So we live close, like, so it's southeast from here, a little closer on the way to San Diego. So if you guys been, we live near Monrovia. So if people from California know.
Orange County?
It's like Northern Orange County.
Okay.
So, yes.
The OC.
The OC.
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
Of course.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Did that just like date us a little bit?
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe
a little bit. We look good though, so it's
I'm
okay.
36.
30, yeah. 35.
Yeah, so we're like the same
it's
age.
It's okay, we're the same age.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yes.
I think people's first introduction to you, in the wrestling world at least, was Lucha Underground.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
What was Melissa Santos doing before then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I was always, I grew up dancing, singing, and acting, and doing all that. So I loved entertainment. I was also an athlete in school, so like I played water polo, and I was always just a hyper kid, always trying to challenge myself, do something new. And then out of high school, went to college for a little bit. Kind of dropped out. That didn't make my parents really happy. And then I dropped out and started doing insurance. So like I was like a financial planner. It doesn't seem like it, but I can like crunch some numbers and get your 401k going.
Wow.
So I did that and it was monetarily fulfilling, but I wasn't like happy. Oh my goodness. Towards the end, like I've never said this, I don't think, on camera, but no one's ever asked me like this. So
okay.
I would go out to my car and I would just sit there and cry like towards the end because like hated it so much. And people are really mean sometimes in like the service industry. So I have so much respect for servers and just people that always are there to help you because it's a hard job. And so I worked in a service industry that wasn't very like, I'd hand over a piece of paper and it wasn't like a pair of sweet jeans and you're like, oh, I just paid $200 for this. Like I'd give them a promise that our insurance might work when it needs to work. So it was a lot. And people don't really like insurance agents, but I did okay. And people liked, I still have friends that I helped set up on the insurance and like their 401k and all that stuff. So I did meet some great people, but it wasn't fulfilling to me. So I ended up getting laid off. And then when I got laid off, I decided, I lived in Long Beach, California, which is not too far actually from here.
Yeah.
For those of you from Cal, you guys know where Long Beach is, but the drive out here, you have to drive everywhere. So driving to where I wanted to live to start auditioning, because after I got laid off, I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to live on like a year of unemployment. I had saved money and I'm going to start taking some acting classes again. And I'm going to do this before I regret it. And so I went out, got a really kind of like not that great agent. It was like the first person that would look at me because I didn't have any real credits, just like theater and things like that out of high school and just little things here and there, but nothing that would impress anyone and go, I really want to sign her because she's doing great things, right? Because that's how it works. It's like people don't really start paying attention to you unless you get something, but you kind of need something in order to pay. It's really, it's, you know what it's like. It's hard. I met with my agent. My agent goes, hey, there's like one of the first things I ever did. I was like, there's this show that's like, it's wrestling, but it's a television show and they're looking for girls to wrestle. And I'm like, what is it? And it was WOW. It was WOW Women of Wrestling, which is now on Access, right? They're killing it. So I was like, okay, like WWE. That was like the first thing I said. And I'm like, okay. So I go. I watched like the girls, I walked in and the girls that were already casted were there and they were watching like old wrestling videos and just a lot of them don't know anything about wrestling. So actually not one girl was actually a wrestler, just athletes mostly. And so what basically happens is Leilani Kai so comes up to me and goes, hey, I like your look. Have you ever been in a ring before? And I'm in the back, like I'm just watching. I'm basically watching people watch wrestling, right? And she goes, I like you though, come here. She gets me in the ring.
Wow.
It's like crazy. And I don't know at this point who Leilani Kai is or anything like that. I'm like, okay. And she looked tough as shit, and she is. She is. We're talking about a woman who is at the first like WrestleMania like ever. I mean, this is an incredible like person, and I didn't even know the level of amazing that she was until then. Now I'm in the ring and she takes my hair back. It makes me bump, right? And she's like, boom, and now I'm on the floor. I'm on the in the ring, and I'm looking up, and she like looks down at me, and she's like, how was that? And I'm like, that was kind of cool, right? And I'm like, wow, that was awesome. And that was the only time I ever said taking a bump was awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it doesn't feel great,
it doesn't
right?
Tickle.
It doesn't. It's a lot. But I learned how to wrestle. I don't have tons of experience, but I guess because I was an athlete, I was able to kind of get in there and like kind of like a guitar player, you learn maybe three chords at a time and you like work those chords, and like I was able to look the part also. And WOW was they're very, it's very gimmicky, look at Glow, right? And so it's very like, it's showy, and so I was like, I can do this, I'm an actor, I can do this. And it was fun. It didn't take off. So about a year later, I get another call, same agent, they're like, hey, there's this lucha show that's looking for a girl to announce, but she needs to speak Spanish and she needs to be able to wrestle as well. And I'm like, I mean, I can do that. I go in there, I've never announced or anything like that, but I've hosted and done stuff like that, so I'm like, I guess I can do it. So I go in there, and the creators and like MGM, like Eric is there, and like Krista Joseph is there, and at that time I didn't know who they were. And then so they already knew that they wanted to see me. They asked for me because they saw me on Eva Lisa's page doing some kind of wrestling.
Okay.
And then I was talking on the mic and they're like, hey, we kind of like her, does she speak Spanish? And so that's how they contact my agent, and so that's how Lucha Underground happened. But it was all because of wrestling.
But
so
they
like, I wrestled first,
they
so.
Like hand selected you.
Yeah, they saw me and they're like, hey, we like her, and she is she in LA? Perfect. Because they didn't want to just they're gonna fly people in, but that's just like more of a cost, right? And it is MGM. I mean, that is Robert Rodriguez. They have the funds to do that, but they were like, can we have her be here? But I needed to speak Spanish too, because we did it in two languages the first season on Unimas, which was Univision's Univision's cable network. And that was so hard. I cried, but I was frustrated crying this time. I'm like, I really want to do this. So after the first set of tapings, I sat in my car, kind of like the insurance, and I cried. But this was different because I'm like, everybody's watching me doing this, because it was really intimidating. And I cried out of frustration because I do that sometimes too. So, but then I was like, no, I'm going to do this. And then I came back and I figured out my rhythm, and It was awesome.
Who was it that gave you, like, your presence in the ring as a ring announcer is different from anything we had seen
it's
before.
It's weird for some, I think. It's not for everyone because I growl a little bit, but that's just naturally me.
But it worked so perfectly for Lucha Underground.
It worked, yeah. And I just watched tapes. Like, I was just, like, watch people and, like...
Who was it? Like, I mean,
I like Bruce Buffer. Yeah. Like, for me, even though it's not like he's not announcing for wrestling,
he's a ring announcer.
He's an announcer, but yeah. You know, wrestling's a little. Everything's just everyone. There's a different style for announcing and in wrestling. I feel from what I've seen, but like Bruce Buffer just kind of just like did whatever. Like he just like gets low and he kind of has the growl, and I'm like, I feel like I sound a little bit like that. I didn't copy him, but I like allowed myself to just kind of feel like just kind of do like, and that's where acting I feel like kind of
sure.
I just allowed myself to just feel the way I should feel in what ring announcer would feel like for me.
So
it just worked. Like,
so the
for
first
me,
time
people
you
liked
did it?
It. No, the first tape, you guys don't ever watch season one. I'm not season one, but the first episode of Lucha Underground, it's...
And we're all going to go
watch
it.
I was literally the following Lucha. And like, I was like terrified and my rhythm was so weird. And it was just like, I was so nervous because I went from auditioning 2 weeks before that to who you have to work and you're going to shoot all these episodes.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. And so I was really intimidated and I didn't know anyone in the business. Like I came and I sat next to... At the time, Matt Cross, and I'm like, hey, hi, so you're a wrestler? What am I doing? Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, what? And the little newbie, like, I didn't know anyone. I just sat there. I didn't really know much about the indie world, you know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, man, like, I just, now that I think about it, I'm like, how embarrassing. But he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, I guess I'm going to wrestle. And I'm like, are you a wrestler? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you been doing it for a long time? Things like that. And then when I saw him in the ring, I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, he's like, wow.
So
and I feel like a complete idiot.
Well,
so,
also when you yeah. go to Lucha Underground, I went to a taping and it's like you're going to a TV taping, mm-hmm. which is very different. Like,
yeah.
Everything was like we signed releases. We
yeah.
were audience
yeah.
members.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which was so different from Impact or Raw or
it's a TV
MLW.
Show.
That's the biggest
it's like
difference.
It's like a soap opera,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, different from Ring of Honor. Yeah, it's different from all of them.
Yeah, and
there
so,
was
yeah.
no entrance music in person either.
No, it wasn't.
That was so
no.
weird.
It's like post edit kind
and
of
you're,
stuff.
And you're standing in the ring like just standing there. And then out of nowhere, you're like,
ding,
the following
ding,
Lucha
ding.
Is? And I'm
yeah.
like, where'd that come from?
I was, because you hear, you don't
you're
even hear
your
the
TV
ding,
cues.
Like,
yeah.
I'm hearing the cues. So yeah. it is different. And what's kind of nice about that is, like, if I maybe messed something up, which actually I'm so hard on myself that I didn't see myself messing up. And I only probably messed up a couple times because I didn't have cards in my hand. I wasn't allowed to have yeah. anything. And a lot of times there was rules. And because there was acting involved and things like that. So within the storyline, there were lines that I have to deliver that were not, I can't just cut a promo. Like,
I
mean, not that a ring announcer would, but at Lucha Underground, it could happen, right? I ended up wrestling too. So I, everything was incredibly scripted. So if something got messed up, you could start again,
yeah.
which I didn't really like that much because I wanted people to like experience it as it would in a show, right? Because
yeah.
once I started Lucha, I actually started watching indie shows. I'm like, let me go watch an indie show. And I'm like, no. It has to have the same feel. I want it to feel like that for everyone, not just so much like a TV show. And that was like a balance that, and a really special thing that is only Lucha Underground, like because of the TV element, right? So, because
yeah.
you're signing release forms, right?
Yeah.
They make you turn your shirt inside
yes.
out if you have, you couldn't
Any
walk
logos.
In there with the logo,
no, I couldn't,
right?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that.
This is the new
so.
Collar and elbow shirt, though.
There you
it's
go.
Pretty great.
All right.
Use the link below to get
yeah.
10% off.
Swipe.
But
where, I mean, that's Instagram, right? Well, I don't know where this is going to end up.
This is YouTube.
Okay.
And the audio of this, people are listening
I'm
to this
I'm just doing
right
it.
Now.
You didn't even tell me where you could. I mean, I knew
oh.
you did all the things,
yeah.
and I know you had it. I was like, who knows? I trust him. I said, whatever. I'm going
to
do
People are
it.
Also listening to this on the Chris Van Vliet Show podcast.
Yes.
But it was Lucha Underground mm-hmm. that led to you meeting your husband, who
yes.
he's sitting over there. But
actually, I was very, I know, and he's yeah. like, I can hear him talking,
yeah.
interrupting my interview here. It's fine.
See, we can't even hear that.
You can't even hear it. So
I asked Brian yeah. this, and I'm interested to hear your answer to mm-hmm. this. Take me through the first time you guys met. This is a really fun chat with Melissa Santos. We're going to take a quick time out because if shaving is a terrible experience for you, we've got you covered at Blue Wire. Our podcast network is teaming with Harry's to make sure our listeners are shaving comfortably. Hear that right there? That's my fresh, clean shave. Yeah, go to harrys.com/bluewire to save $10 on a value trial set, which includes a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that for just $3 shipped right to your door. Enough with the low-quality razors from convenience stores. It's totally worth trying Harry's. Sign up today. Harry's has fixed shaving by combining a simple, clean design with quality and durable blades at a fair price. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Harry's bought a world-class factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for over 95 years. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You can claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/bluewire. All of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee, so if you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. Again, make sure you go to harrys.com/bluewire to redeem your razor for just $3. Also, guys are pretty terrible at taking care of their health. I mean, whether it's a knee injury, a bad back, or something worse, guys are usually like, I don't really need to go to the doctor, right? The same is true for erectile dysfunction. And studies show that 70% of guys who experience it don't actually ever get treated for it, which sounds very embarrassing. Thankfully, Roman has created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. And with Roman, you can get medical care for ED, if that's what you need, from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online in a convenient, discreet manner. Getting started is simple. Just go to getroman.com/bluewire and complete an online visit. You'll talk to the doctor there, and if they prescribe this to you, you'll get actual, genuine medication delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Guys, go talk to the doctor. This can be tough to tackle, but with Roman, they're going to help you out. They're going to connect you to a doctor. Just go to getroman.com/bluewire to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's getroman.com/bluewire for a free visit to get started. getroman.com/bluewire.
Well, I saw him for the first time at Lucha. He was actually not one of the guys that started right the beginning. Like, there were some episodes before him, and then he showed up, and I was like, wow, like, this is the type of wrestler I remember when I grew up watching wrestling. I grew up watching, actually, wrestling with my brothers. Like, I only have brothers, and my first actual time I actually got hurt, injured, it was actually wrestling. I got dragged off the couch, and I don't know what move my brother called that, but I ended up cracking my head open, but it was because I wanted to wrestle with my brothers.
Thank
right
God.
Yeah, and so yeah, I grew up with brothers, so like I got toughened up really quick. But when I saw Brian, I'm like, wow, that's like like what I imagine a wrestler like looks like. And I know now we have a lot of like a fast like cruiserweight. He is. That's why I'm saying
you're
this.
Like, that's not a man, that's a machine.
It is. Ooh, yeah. The machine. La máquina in Spanish for lucha, you know. So when I saw him, I'm like, wow, amazing. And I love working out, and I have a lot of respect for bodybuilding and things like that. So of that nature, and just like, I thought that was amazing. I'm like, oh wow, he's so nice. And then he gets in the ring, and he's so nice out of the ring, and he gets in the ring, and he's like a completely different character.
Yeah.
And the artist in me is like, wow, look at him. He's like transformed into this like.
So you had an instant crush.
So I 1000% had a crush on him, and I sat there and I was like, wow. I turned to the guy who used to ring the bell behind me. And I'm like, hey, I get paid for this? And he's like, absolutely. I'm like, that guy is now my favorite, is what I said. But I just kind of kept it to myself. And at that time, I was dating someone, so it's kind of inappropriate. But I mean, I wasn't saying it to everyone. Now you guys know. But yeah, I was dating someone, but I just thought he was spectacular. And he was so great in the ring, still is. Just looks so good. I still get butterflies sometimes when I see him and they're doing his thing. So
now he's standing behind,
behind the camera right now.
You could come in and at least let people know that you're here.
Here, you want to?
Okay.
It's funnier.
So is he really standing
is
there?
He?
We don't know.
Nobody knows. Oh, what do we really know, right? Are we even really here right now?
That sounds like the Jimmy Jacobs interview
I
just did.
I know. This is me. That's me and Jimmy all the time. Am I ready? Are we ready to start? He's like, well, I mean, who is ever really ready? Are we really even here?
So you're dating this guy, but you see the machine and you're in love with the machine.
I am. Like I had a crush on him. Like, I'm watching, like my favorite character on TV. I totally was a crushing on him. And I just kind of just watch him in awe. I'm like, wow, he's so amazing to watch. So I felt like a little kid. I'm like, that's my character. That's the guy I picked to, like, fight for.
They call him Cage.
And it was fun to say that.
Yeah.
Like, his announcement was fun. And so I didn't even know I was doing that with my head. And then I saw, they're like, oh, that's cool. You do always do that with your head. I'm like, what did I do with my head? And I'm like, oh, because the 559, I'm like, okay. And it was just fun. And they allowed me to do that. Lucha Underground allowed me to do a lot of things that I think wouldn't be a normal, like, kind of ring announcer thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, they allowed me to do so much. They gave me so much freedom and didn't really stifle that at all. They were like, you have to do this. And unless it, like, was completely sucking, I guess, like, it would never happen. Like, they never said anything. At least they made me feel like I knew what I was doing. So
how did that transition into what you're doing now with Impact?
It's wrestling, right? So, like, I developed, like, an incredible, like, confidence within the wrestling world.
And you have a big fan base now.
It's nice. Yeah. Like, you guys are awesome, and everyone who is supportive of me, I'm very, very, like, thankful for, because I get to make a living in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
I never thought I was going to do anything like that. So, and it's because of that. And it's definitely because of Lucha Underground. And so how it translated was I started traveling doing, Brian actually started helping me get bookings in the indie world outside of Lucha Underground. And so that helped me develop more experience in the indie world because it's different, and it kept me, like, on my toes because every independent show is different. You don't know what's going on. Sometimes it's just, like, the card changes in a second. It was very different than having a scripted, like, basically a script, and, like, here you go, and having, like, a, you know, the AD come over and hand it to you, and they're like, here's your script for the day, Melissa. Very different than the indie world, right? And that kept me completely, I felt like that kept me, it was the best training. They tell you the truth. I mean, Lucha Underground, yes, trained me, but I was still very sheltered because it's TV. So, like, there isn't just catering at every promotion. Like, people try, right, to make it comfortable, but it's not like that, right? Like, you sometimes you're in the trenches a little bit. And so I love that, though. Like, I love the grittiness of it. I love the camaraderie of it. I love being able to see, like, fall in love and have admiration for people in this industry doing the incredible things that they're doing. And it was all in the indie world as well. So, like, it just kind of came together. And when Brian decided to go to Impact, he got signed at Impact. Like, oh, I would love to do Impact, right? But there wasn't really a place for me at the time. And they don't have an on-camera constant ring announcer. And then it got, I guess, Don thinking and Scott thinking, like, how do we use her? Like, and Ed says, you know, Ed's, like, owner of Impact.
Yeah.
And so Ed goes, like, apparently he says, hey, who's that? Right? Like, he didn't really know who I was because Lucha Underground, it wasn't seen on a lot of networks, you know? We had one network and it was really, it was hard for people to watch, but people still watched it. Like, it was incredible, right? And so, but Ed didn't. And he was like, oh, well, Melissa's a ring announcer for Lucha Underground. He's like, okay, we need a girl like her doing backstage interviews. And they already had a backstage interviewer at the time. So they're like, oh, we're not going to just bring her in. And so eventually they did bring me in. And I guess it just worked out. They were going to replace the person that was there. And then it kind of worked out. And I just snuck in. Backstage interviewing is new for me. But it was still acting. Like, I'm listening.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just engaging. And because I know almost everyone, like, we have chemistry.
Yeah.
So it's fun, and they play with me, and it's just fun. They even ask me, hey, Melissa, do you think it's okay if you do this? I'm like, I trust them so much that I'm like, do whatever you want. Like, you guys, this is your character, and I never feel that I'm going to ever be in a position where I'm going to feel uncomfortable or that they're going to compromise, like, who I am as, like, a human being. It's wrestling. Boundaries are sometimes, like, kind of pushed, right? And I love that. And as an artist, I want to do fun things like that. I want to, like, I like it. It's better than just kind of, like, holding the mic and going, and just listening. Like, if I can get involved and you guys do stuff, I'm like, hell yeah, it makes my day so much more fun. So,
do you have plans to get back into the ring?
I would love to. I injured my leg training, actually, so I had to get surgery 4 months ago.
Yeah. I've seen all your Instagram stories.
I
You're
want
like,
to so
I hope I get in shape again. Like,
Is that how I sound to you?
Well, it's like, it's just ridiculous.
I don't feel in shape. I don't feel, because I'm so used to like being able, I can't jump right now. It's so weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because of, I had an ACL reconstruction.
What happened?
I was training to wrestle again.
Oh, no.
I was going to do a tag match with Brian at Bar Wrestling, Joey Ryan's promotion.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I got stuck in like the mat. It was weird. And then you just hear the pop and my ACL. It was going to go already. It was just, it happened then. I'm glad it happened then and not in the middle of the match.
Sure.
Because we were about to do a match, and like, because I'm still very new and just creating a match so quickly is not something that I can just do while I'm like,
yeah,
you know, shaving like these guys do it. So I, we were putting together the match like a couple days before and just kind of getting a feel of what I can do. And I went in to do a 540 kick because Ryan goes, oh, your 540 kicks are dope. And I'm all right, cool, I can do this here. And I'm like, dude, I haven't done one in a while because baby. And I had just had a baby not too long before that. And yeah. I heard it snap. And I'm like, no, like something. And I knew. And my leg went out on me and I had surgery. And right now I'm in recovery mode four months out.
But the plan is to move forward from
here. I would
like
to. Before I am an old viejita, old lady, and I can't do this anymore, and before all the joints start going out, I would like to possibly super kick someone in the face. Like,
I'd
be great. Any takers? I don't know.
Havoc's
down. Like, she's like, I'll take a super kick from you. I'll take a German from you. I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
Anyone would
suplex you, Havoc. But
sure they would.
But it's how sweet they are. Like, everyone's like supportive of it. So right. Maybe I'll do. Who knows? Maybe Impact will let me do something small, fun. I don't know.
Well, you're putting it out into the world.
I am. We manifest that, right? The things that we want. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to be respectful of your time here because everyone
is
waiting
here. I like it. No, I should start interviewing you.
No, that'll be on your show.
I know, guys. So maybe we got a show coming up. So maybe we can get you on my show. We can't talk about it just yet, but hey,
okay,
some surprises, guys. Some prizes coming up. So I'm excited.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have questions for you.
Where's your kid? If you guys are
tomorrow,
here?
We're gonna have her.
Okay,
for tomorrow's tapings, but she's with grandma.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the best.
The best. And she
free
can't.
Babysitting.
Absolutely, it's the best. Y'all with kids know. And she's so spoiled with my parents. Like, I'm like, were you like this with me? I don't remember you being like this with me. And like, she comes over and she's like, I'm here for you, baby Skylar. I'm like, what about me? Am I chopped liver? Like, I'm standing right here, mom. Like,
no.
It
changes when moms become grandmothers.
Yeah.
Because I see it with my mom, with my sister's kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't act like that with me.
Yeah, you don't remember. You're like,
I don't think they did.
Like, I don't remember. And she didn't act like that with me. It's a grandma thing. It's a grandpa thing.
Do you have a favorite Brian Cage match?
Oh, God. Favorite Brian Cage match. I have a non-favorite Brian Cage match.
Okay.
Remember that one time you put skewers in your head? And I think Sammy Callahan did that. He allowed it to happen. Oh, I was so mad. Why that pretty face? Like, I know it was in his head, but it was so close to his little pretty forehead, and he was bleeding, and he looks up at me and kind of winks, but the camera didn't see that, and I'm sitting there trying to hold my mic like, I'm going to kill him right now. And we had just started dating, so I'm like, keep yourself.
Yeah, like, you're like, is there going to be more of this?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he also had an incredible match where I can't pronounce that match that you had in Japan. Come here really quick.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
I don't know if there's enough room.
No. I feel like
machine.
I know he's taking up. Look at.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sit down.
Look at the size of this man.
Why do you have the keys around your neck? How did that even? How are we taking this off? Those are my keys, by the way. They're gonna just stay there.
I don't know.
What was the match that you had in? I don't want to butcher his name in at Noah.
Against Nakajima.
But whole name is just Nakajima.
It's like Katsu.
I wanted to honor the name.
I just call him Nakajima. So.
I thought that was such an incredible match.
That's probably my top.
And I had no idea what the commentary team was saying, but all I knew is they were so hyped for it, and they'd be like, "Oh, Brian Cage!" And I was like, "Hell yeah!" I was like, "Dude, yo." I'm going.
I was more psyched on the fact that they knew like all of my like move names.
Yeah, and it was
like,
so cute.
Five star elbowy. Weapon X, Drew Claw.
And it was like, so amazing. I was so hyped for it. I've never heard a commentary team and just like, or just commentary so hyped in my life. And I had no idea what they were saying, but it was freaking amazing. And I love that they called you KG. It was cute.
My first experience with Japanese wrestling, obviously I have no idea what they're saying, but it's awesome just because they're so like turned up to 11
the amazing
entire time.
Yeah. Y'all in Japan, freaking get down.
Let's ask Chris a question. Have you seen that match, Chris?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that match.
What the f-
But I look forward to seeing
it. It's so good. It's absolutely amazing. Well, you want him to lie to you?
No, I would know. Chris isn't lying. I would have asked him and he would have been caught in that lie real quick.
Yeah. But been like, so what was the finish?
What was the finish?
Well, you have to watch to find out.
Now. Okay.
I told you I was going to sneak around and it was going to happen eventually.
All right. I need one of these.
Okay. I'll take Brian.
I've been
Cage
trying to
back.
Interview him the whole time and it's kind of almost worked.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
I think the order of these going up would be Brian's first, and then everyone will know all the things that happened in Brian's interview.
Yeah.
And then they will now be watching the payoff in this interview.
Yes.
And here it is. Oh. This is the payoff.
All right, guys.
So thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you so much for this.
There you have it, my friends. That was great. I feel like we could have talked a lot longer. But that was the end of a very long day. That was right after the Impact Wrestling show in Hollywood, California. Melissa and Brian needed to get out of there. I mean, they've got a kit they got to tend to. So I appreciate both of their time there. How awesome is she, right? Congrats to her and Brian on their recent marriage. Although they spent their wedding night in the ER, and if you follow either of them on social media, they had a redo of their wedding recently because of the ER trip. You can see the photos on their social media account. Great chat. Thank you to our sponsors, MyBookie. Head to mybookie.com/bluewire to sign up. Also, thank you to Roman. You can get a free online doctor visit and free 2-day shipping by visiting getroman.com/bluewire. Harry's Razors. Go to harrys.com/bluewire to save $10 on a value trial set. Also, Chris15 for 15% off at greenroadsworld.com. So I'm flying to Houston this weekend. My dad and I have this awesome tradition. We visit a new Major League Baseball stadium every single year. So we're going to Houston. We're seeing an Astros game. It's our 22nd stadium that we visited together. It's an amazing tradition. I'm 36 years old, and I'm so glad that, I mean, I live in a different country from my dad. I live in the U.S. My dad's back home in Canada. I love that this is the thing that, like, brings us together. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still see my family, like, you know, holidays, and we FaceTime all the time. But this is that one tradition, like the father-son trip. So we're going to Houston. Who lives in Houston? Which wrestler lives in Houston? Well, yes, Booker T does live in Houston. I reached out to him. He's not in town this weekend, so we're going to set up that interview for another time. But Sammy Guevara from AEW lives in Houston. So as soon as I land, going to the hotel, Sammy's meeting us there. We're doing that interview. So keep an eye out for that one, which should be great. Then next weekend is All Out in Chicago. If you're going to be there, if you're going to be at StarCast 3, I'll also be there. So keep an eye out for me there. It'd be awesome to say what's up, to give you a high five, and just all around, just see you and, you know, share some awesomeness together. We always leave you with a quote, and this is a great one to end on. This one's powerful. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. That's from Milton Berle. That's such a good one. Yeah, such a good one. And have a great day. Make it a great one.